basically a courier.
Okay, Scott. So we started talking about the yarmulke, as we were talking about, and we mentioned that there's two tzedadim and why you have to wear a yarmulke. Is it meikra din, you're really chayiv to wear it, or is it like a tznius? It's a nice thing, it's a tznius, you're not mechuyiv, and we said the Taz says you're mechuyiv to wear a meikra din, al tzbechukoyseim lo yiseilecho. It's too similar to the goyim. And we were just speaking out from the Zohar that the Zohar, that the Rabbi Avadi Yosef learns out from the Zohar that it's meikra din, because the Zohar says the brach of Oiter Yisrael b'sif ara, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu crowned us with glory, is referring to the yarmulke. And therefore, that's, he says, how does it make sense that you're mechuyev to make that brach if you're not mechuyev to wear the yarmulke? So Rabbi Avadi wants to say from the Zohar that it's mechuyev meikra din. Now, we said the other nafkamina, whether it's meikra din or not, is what is the isra to walk da'al amas, or is the isra just to sit there? If the isra is meikra din, then it's even sitting there. But if the isra is sneeze, then meikra aloch is just walking. You're not allowed to walk without a head covering. But to sit there, maybe you would be allowed to, unless some midas chasidus. Now, Rabbi Avadi makes a very important point, and he says the following. He says that this isser, that's also meikra adin, to wear the yarmulke, to not wear anything and be open, be megule, is only if you're doing it because of the b'chukai seyim. You're doing it to be like them. See, it's a good point. You're saying, well, nowadays, this, that, but for care, why do people take off, not wear the yarmulke? It's because they want to be like the goyim. So therefore, it is a shtickle b'chukai seyim, because that's the way they dress. I mean, you can say that about anything, but now, the Rav Avadia wants to say that even according to the Taz, if you're not doing it off the choik, it's going to be mutter. So for example, he says, let's say you have to take it off because it's the law. Because, what? I have to. Or let's say a person is very hot, or I'm sick, or something like that. Or you're going bathing. Well, obviously you're going swimming or whatever. So you're not doing it because the chayk, the gaim. You're doing it because you don't want it. It doesn't make sense for your particular matzif to wear it. That's different. So he's a little bit more lenient on that. What? Depends on the need.
Is that the same as if you go into an area
where you're afraid?
Or does that mean you can't go into an area
where you're afraid? Because
they'll hand you
your hand. You're always afraid, right?
I'm not sure. I don't know. It's sakana, it's sakana. You know.
So sakana, you don't go in there? Or it's a sakana, you don't wear a baseball cap?
Well, it's probably better not to go in there. So I had the shiloh just now because I have to go to Israel. So we're looking into tickets, and one of the things, is stopping in Istanbul.
That, my son loved that flight.
Yeah,
he said it was such a great flight.
Yeah,
he went back to Istanbul.
Is there a problem to stop over in Turkey? So someone was telling us that, well, if you have to do that, then just put on a baseball cap and you won't look Jewish. So my daughter tells me, Ty, I don't think that's going to work for you.
You can tell all the New Yorkers wear a baseball cap if
they're
Jewish, please. No.
I didn't have a bad experience. Right. Very good flight.
They
didn't carry a sign.
So now, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Now, what about if a person is going to a place that a Jew is not supposed to go there? So if you wear yarmulke, it's a chil Hashem. So therefore, maybe you should go and take off your yarmulke, because, you know, Jews are not supposed to be in this type of atmosphere. Not in Turkey. No, Turkey is like an avera to go to this place. So, you know, a Jew is not supposed to go to this type of place. So, it's a chal Hashem. So he's going to make a from cheshbin. Leave it at the door. So, Rav Moshe does not seem to be want to address that question. It's not, you know, any way you go on that question. It's not going to be a good answer.
Going back to what you said before about psychology, let's say somebody has a job somewhere. I read a story of one of the magazines not too long ago, I think Ami or something. Okay, that goes out.
So Rav Avadia is much more makel in the purpose of Parnassa, because he says that you're not doing it because of the choik and this and that. You're doing it for a totally different reason. So he wants to say over there it's mutter. I mean, he's more lenient, at least, depending on the situation.
To do what?
To take it off for purposes of the parnasa. Nowadays, it's much less shchiach. You know, it's not so, likely that a person, because of the yarmulke, in our circles, I'm sure in the Midwest and places that there's not, it's not so common to have Jews, maybe it's different. But in this, where we are...
One time I had to go get someone in New Jersey for the and they had all these flags and all these other things there. And I was like, okay.
Just saying.
Right. It's going to the glove compartment.
Right.
Do I gotta do it? I'm gonna get out real quick.
Yeah.
It was like I was not much afraid.
Yeah?
I was afraid.
Well,
not exactly Nazi flag, but pretty much all these them white supremacist type flags.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's more like, I look like this is actually
like nicely. Right. We're going to hopefully make it back in the car.
Goodbye.
Now, there is a very, very old shayla, so does Dick Shayla. How large does the yarmulke have to be? This question. Old question.
We're going to things go like this.
Mine did number 5.
What? So, I don't have numbers, but here's the shayla. Yeah, so let's talk about it. Rav Shlomo Kluger paskind that Me'ikra Adin, he wants to say that it's not called a yarmulke if it does not cover the majority of your head. That's Rav Shlomo Kluger. Now, what's Pshat in Rav Shlomo Kluger? Because, says Rav Moshe, he obviously is learning that the Pshat is like this, is that the two dinim that we said, the tznius and the ikra halacha, they're both true. So you want to say like this: the ikra halacha b'chukay seyem. Yeah, your which way does it go? Right. That the ikra halacha that b'chukay seyem and all this that you can't wear, that you can't go without a head covering. For that, it would be enough a small head covering that would cover the not the roiv, that would cover a little bit of the head. But for the tznius issue, for that you have to cover right over the head. That's Rav Shlomo Kluger. Lemaisa, he goes on and explains the whole sugya with this. Lemaisa, both Rav Shlomo, both, it's the very first tshuva in the whole entire Igros Moshe. It's about this shayla. It's very interesting. It's the first tshuva printed in the whole Igros Moshe. The very first one. And it was in Tavshin Yud Zayin. No, it was in Tavshin Tes Zayin. So, 60, 70 years ago. In the 50s or whatever. I don't think that... Anyway, that's the first tshuva he wrote here. And he says, Lemaisa, that it's not... Rav Shlomo Kluger's Vard is very shver. And therefore, he wants to paskin, no, that's still called covered, even if it's not covering the majority of the head. That's what Moshe says. And so does Rabbi Avadi Yosef and the Yichavidas and Chelik Dalit Sibin Aleph say the same thing, that it's not a problem, it's still considered covering your head, even if it's not the majority covered.
Right,
but he says, Rabbi Avadia adds, Moshe also is not so clear, but the same, that it has to be visible from all four sides. From wherever person sees you, they could see it. So it should be visible enough that it's visible. But otherwise, it's good. Otherwise, it doesn't. However, they do say that for tefillah and for brachis, it's better to have a yarmulke that covers the majority. So I've seen before people switch yarmulkes. They have their, like, in their tefillin zekel, they have their little, their davening yarmulke, boom, bam, and, you know, it goes on. But because of that, some people cover their head with the talus. So if you cover that with the talus, then you're covering roi for the Shmona Esrei, for this to show the extra tznius for Shmona Esrei. And tefillin, and Kriya Shema, and most of the brachas, you could be yoytze that with, that Indian with covering your head with the towels.
Isn't that why you're supposed to cover your head with the towels at that point in davening?
Right.
Yeah, that's why.
Some people cover for the whole davening, some people cover for just Shemana Esrei, you know, etc. Because that way you're showing an extra level of covering. And that's also why some people wear the hat. Because the hat shows also is in case I'm not covered all the way with, you know, my yarmulke, but they have the hat on. That's an interesting shiloh, an old shiloh. Okay, now.
Are you supposed to have a double covering for davening?
Yeah, there's a lot of different, you know, raid on that. But this is the... the very, very basic. Okay. Now, the next few halachas are a little bit... the next siman in Shulchan Aruch talks about the details, the halachas of hanhagas beis hakisei, of the tznius that a person has to have in the bathroom. Now, a lot of it is not so negiah to us, because a lot of it's talking about in a field and an open place and all that. But there are a few halachas that are pretty negeah. So, now the first thing is that some of the halachas have to do with the fact that a beis hakisei is a place of tumah, and it's a place of ruach ra. So it's a place of dirt, it's physically dirty, and it spiritually has ruach ra in it. So therefore, going into the bathroom brings with it a few halachas. So for example, it says you're not allowed to speak in the bathroom. Even if the person's not going to the using the bathroom, he's just in the bathroom, then the person, you're not supposed to speak in there. Now, why not? Some say it's because it's tznius, but the Alpi Kabbalah, it's also Alpi Ruach Ra.
You say because of
the shader? That's what I'm saying. There's it's not brought down in the Shabura. How do you know that? So, yeah.
It said four stuff you're not supposed to do, otherwise you should like, jump down on us, or say, so the Pasuk, you can't say the Pasuk, say this, if you do any four things, anything more than top of the
breath. Ah, so it's a shade issue. So right, so that's what they bring down, is that there could be there's a problem of shading or whatever. So, now, it could be that in our bathrooms you don't have this nowadays, or whatever, you know, but... you still have the other issue of the tznius issue. So, therefore, in the bathroom, a person is not really supposed to speak. Now, what happens sometimes, a person gets a phone call. Right? In the bathroom. So, as a matter of fact, I saw in the Sefer, it discusses that Shaila. In Rav Avadia Sefer over here.
Before cell phones?
No, I assume not. I mean, he didn't have a line in the bathroom. Probably. So, sure, he's around with something. So he has a whole thing about this. He has a whole thing about it, and he's not super excited about picking up the phone in the bathroom because the Maisa, you have this thing of the tznius, and the Gemara says that even if someone knocks and says, "Is anyone there?" You're not supposed to speak. So you can, you know, right. You can go with, you know, the whatever.
They walk but, in, they say.
Right. So there's different, you know, you can respond without speaking. But he basically says that nowadays, since you don't have the Ruach Ra issue as much, because our bathrooms, first of all, are totally different, and anyway, Ruach Ra is much more.
Even for a lot of things,
right? It's just a dime and all that. So, therefore, he's basically not so convinced that it's such an issue. He says that tznius issue still. He says the fees that kol shekain she'ena ruach ra shel beis hakisei mitzuya beinenu lachin im yesh hefsed mamoin yesh lahakel gam divrei Rambam. The ma'akev b'zeh yesh lamash yismoich. So he says if you have an pressing need, then you can. Okay, you can do that and whatever. So or if you're talking about something that's just negiah to the bathroom, let's say you're fixing the mirror. Fixing the light or whatever, you're doing something which is negiah to the bathroom. So that, of course, I'm not talking about that. But Stamazai, that's what he's talking about. So, but Mokum Hefsid, he says that it's okay to do that. And Mokum Atzorich, you're allowed to. He brings that off to the Chazon Ish was Mekel. b'makom tzarech. But shaloi b'makom tzarech is better not to speak in the bathroom. And while the person's using the bathroom, for sure, that's even nowadays still remains the problem that it's a chesaron and tznius to speak during that time. There's all sorts of halachas, which again, not clear to me why we're not so careful about these halachas, but there's all sorts of halachas about what the position a person's supposed to, what direction a person's supposed to be in while using the bathroom. Is he supposed to be facing northeast or southwest, or south, north-south? And this is also true by beds. A bed, is it supposed to be facing northeast, north-south, or...
Okay, the bed's one, so the bathroom for you. I mean, it's made when you get there, you need to change it.
No, meaning if you're planning your bathroom out in the first place. Yeah, you're an architect, so now I'm which wall should you put the thing on? So Maisa, in this sefer from Rav Avadia's son, he says you don't have to be makbid on this nowadays. Because first of all, it's only talking about when you were in the field, but Imamish, it's amazing. Every single thing discussed in Shulchan Aruch or anywhere, he has pages and pages about all the details over here. But I'll show you where he talked about this.
Was it because of the way the wind was blowing?
No, nothing to do with the wind. It had to do with the covered, that you shouldn't be facing the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, it's not covered that you have to go reveal, undress to go to use the bathroom and face north, face the direction of the thing. So you should, what? Right, so you should rather do it north-south. That's what it says over here. It says, it says when you're going to the bathroom, you're going to sleep, you shouldn't be east-west, you should be north-south. Now, someone just asked me this lately. Mamish, probably about a month ago, someone asked me this, Shaila, that they're designing their new house. They're designing their new house, and do they have to go ahead and position the bedroom such that the beds should be all facing north? North-south, not east-west, and same thing with the toilets. The guy, he didn't ask me anything about the toilets. He asked me about the beds. So I said, listen, I never heard anyone being machped on this, but I'm not a expert. So he went and he asked, Rav Asher Weiss in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Asher Weiss said, we're not makbid on these things today. And he says the same thing here. Now, the problem is, it's very strange to just write off a sip and shulchan off because we're not makbid on it today. There has to be a reason for it. When we're not makbid on it, how can we just decide not to be makbid on it? In the Yaakov Yosef, he says, first of all, the lashon in the Shulchan Aruch is in the tour. It says tov. It's a good thing. So first of all, it's not really an iser. Number one. Number two is he says. That he says anyway. There's a big machloikas amongst the mekubalim themselves. When your bed is supposed to be east-west. Which is the problem? North-south is good. But let's say the bed is east-west.
So,
there's a big machloikis altogether. If one of them is good, which... It's very unclear, the whole halacha. So he says, therefore, kivin sheish b'davar machloikis b'nei mekubalim, l'chein lo nagu l'hakpid b'zeh. Basically, we're not so makpid on it. Because it's only mentioned in the Kabbalah, and it doesn't sound like in Chazal they were makpid. Because the Arizal says Dafka, you should put your bed to the north, east west. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you shouldn't put your bed east west, and the Arizal says Dafka, put your bed east west. So therefore, since it's like very unclear what to do, you should be less mic and you don't have to worry about it. Right, let's see, if he brings this down, since it's a machloikas between the Zoyar and the Shulchan Aruch, and whichever way you go, you have someone to rely on, so you don't have to be machbit on it, and it's fine. And I think that was Lagabi the bed. Lagabi the toilet, let me see what he said. He brought this down as well. Let me see. Sorry, I'm Zoom. Let's see it here. Okay. Okay, there's one other halacha. The halacha is that there's a halacha called Baltashaktsu. Baltashaktsu means that a person, if they have to go to the bathroom, shouldn't refrain from using the bathroom because it's damaging the guf, and a person, it's an issue about the shaktu. Now, it's interesting to note that in certain cases it's permitted. Like, let's say it's for COVID. There's nowhere to go right now that I want to go. I can't because it would be embarrassing or whatever. So there are dispensations for this. Halacha is bechlal, it's a machlekes, whether it's deraisa or derabanan. It's also machlekes. So if in makom of a need, then a person is permitted. Yeah. And if a person doesn't want to interrupt what they're doing, you know, there's yesh al mi lismich on that as well. Okay. Now, this is the basic halachas on that. Okay. So, like I said, there's 17 se'ifim in this Siman Shulchan Aruch about this. So it's pretty, a lot of details covered. Yeah, this is the basic. Okay. Now, and by the way, also, after using the bathroom, there's a bracha asher yatzar to make. There's no shir on that. There's no shir on that. Even if a person went to the bathroom very little, it's also, you have to say the bracha. And also, I'm saying that because people have asked that before, and also is a person can do it all the way until the next time that they have to go to the bathroom so that they relieve themselves, so that, you know, let's say you can't wash your hands right away. There's no zman, right? It's better to do it right away, though. To the point, just to illustrate how important it is to do the bracha of asher yatzar immediately, there's a shayla in halacha. If a person goes to the bathroom before they eat, they come out of the bathroom and they wash their hands and they're about to have a sandwich. So what should they do? Say hamaitzi, say al netilas adayim, say asher yatzar, wash twice, wash once. Either way you go, you're stuck. Because if you wash once and you say asher yatzar, then how could you wash again? How could you wash again? And like Ashenet Antil's dying because your hands were cleaner. Scratch
your head.
So you can scratch your head in between, okay. No, how's that gonna help? They have to scratch your head again.
Is there not a thing where it's like it takes precedence if you do it
the first one? What? Oh, because you say it's more frequently.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying Tadav Shay no Tadir. Okay, so you go to the bathroom more frequently than you eat, you say. Okay, that's an interesting svar. Yeah, that's a good svar. But the question is, so how do you go about it? So normally I think that what most people would think to do is they come into the bathroom, they wash, say al netil sadaim, then go make amotzi lechem min haaretz, and then say asher yatzar. That's what most people would do. I think if you just ask someone that never learned halachas what to do, that's what they would do. So he says, no, You're supposed to wash, se'al n'til sedayim, then asher yatzar, before you make a ma'itzi. Now we get very caught up about, no, you can't talk between a ma'itzi, al n'til sedayim. People get very worked up about, shh, it's very a big thing. The ma'isa, in between that, you have to say asher yatzar as to not delay the recitation of asher yatzar until after you eat the bread. So you see that really it's quite important to say asher yatzar immediately as close possible to the to when you mukhrif to say it as possible. It's to show that, you know, that that inyan. So that's an important thing. Okay, so next week I think we'll talk about the next week we'll talk about Anantiyah Sadaim. There's a lot of halachas on Anantiyah Sadaim, very interesting halachas. So next week we'll talk about that in Mitzvah Shem. Okay. Shkoyach.
So, just in time.